And I am at Borders at the Tustin location of, what is this place called?
It's called The District.
Oh, The District, that's right. I forget. It's a new development. Legacy. It's a Tustin Legacy District. It used to be part of the El Toro Marine Base, and it's a beautiful new development here. And I am sitting down at Borders with a free Wi-Fi, so big shout out to Borders for free Wi-Fi. And I am sitting here with the premier expert in LinkedIn, Neil Schaefer. And Neil Schaefer and I were meeting here so that he can give me a tutorial on LinkedIn. And I was supposed to have all these OCTA people here. They all chickened out. I'm really mad at them, but that's okay. They are...
No, I won't say.
So we're just having a lot of fun here. So tell me, Neil, you just finished a great session that you taught a class on Twitter, and you mentioned LinkedIn. So give me more information about LinkedIn. There's a lot of people that are a little bit confused about LinkedIn. So give us what LinkedIn is and how people can utilize it.
Wow. LinkedIn is a database, and it started out as a professional networking tool. The whole marketing behind the launch of LinkedIn was, you know, Fortune 500 executives, business professionals, get linked together, mm-hmm. and, you know, do more business networking on our platform. Mm-hmm. The growth of LinkedIn we've seen is because when you have all the Fortune 500 executives on LinkedIn, the recruiters figured out that instead of cold calling these people, they can find them on LinkedIn and sometimes approach them. So the recruiters then gone on LinkedIn. And then when the recruiters were on LinkedIn, it was only a matter of time before the job seekers got on LinkedIn. So over the past year, it has doubled, more than doubled in size, probably from about 20 million to 50 million members. Mm-hmm. It's still smaller than Facebook, which obviously has 300 million members. It's probably bigger than Twitter, which only has 30 to 40 million members. But it is a very professional demographic. The average annual household of the LinkedIn user is about $108,000. A lot of executives, management people on it. So if you are a professional, it is the database that you want to be registered in. You want to be found. A lot of people, you know, get on the LinkedIn to find other people, but it's also the ability to be found by other people. Just as if you have a blog or on Facebook, on Twitter, how people can find you. I've had a lot of very, very valuable connections, contacts, old friends find me on LinkedIn, and they didn't find me on Facebook or Twitter. So I think if you're a professional, even if you're a college student, you should be on LinkedIn. But, you know, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, I think these are the three platforms that really everyone should have a optimized profile on and try to contribute, you know, their status updates. I think LinkedIn is a lot more static than Twitter, which is obviously the most dynamic, or Facebook. But even just creating a profile, making it optimal so that people can find you, you know, putting in the places that you worked, where you went to school, these all become searchable in the database. Putting in keywords that you want yourself associated with. The next best thing to do with LinkedIn is really they have these groups. So Twitter does not have groups. They just started these lists that may turn into groups. We don't know yet. Facebook has groups. But I think the LinkedIn groups are a lot more easier to join. They're very approachable. They have very, very easy to understand discussion boards, news posts, job boards. I have my own four different LinkedIn groups. I started one LinkedIn group here in Southern California called SoCal Sushi because I found a lot of people I was meeting virtually online on LinkedIn, but I wasn't able to meet them in person. So I created a group where we meet every month over, you know, Asian food or sushi for lunch, almost like a tweet up. LinkedIn groups gives you a very, very easy way to find other people that have the same interests. There are professional societies. I'm sure you can find, LinkedIn groups for PR professionals, or for whatever interest you may be or where you live. I'm sure there's a LinkedIn group for you.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I want to learn more, and I understand that you have a new book on LinkedIn. So tell us about that book and where people can get more information.
Oh, well, thank you for asking. First of all, I'd like to say that I'm an active blogger. And I do have a lot of free LinkedIn resources on my blog, which is www.windmillnetworking.com. Mm-hmm. And as far as my book goes, I just released it September 29th. It is available on Amazon.com, Windmill Networking, Understanding, Leveraging, and Maximizing LinkedIn.
All right, so there you have it. So appreciate the insights and looking forward to getting the book on LinkedIn. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you very much, Ted.